Let's go back 135 years, May 31st, 1889, 14 miles upstream from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. The South Fork Dam fails, sending 20 million tons of water crashing through Johnstown.
2,200 people perished.
That's James Denby. He's the National Dam Safety Coordinator for the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS for short. He says the investigation of the Johnstown disaster showed deficiencies in construction and in maintenance of the dam. Those were the main causes of that catastrophic dam failure. And that's why each year at this time, officials commemorate the Johnstown tragedy with a special Dam Safety Awareness Day designed to educate folks about dams and about the need to constantly monitor them for safety issues, because
dams are kind of, it's that infrastructure that people don't think about until there's an issue.
And so talking about dams is something that James Denby really, really loves to do.
Anytime I get to talk about dams is a good day for me.
Okay, so first off, there are some misconceptions about dams. How many there are, for example? Now, most of us would guess maybe 1,000, maybe 2,000. Wrong. Not even close.
The National Inventory of Dams has about 90,000 dams identified in that inventory.
So you'd think most of these dams would be owned and operated by the federal government. Wrong again.
Only 5% of those are owned by federal agencies. The majority of dams are privately owned.
But surely the government is responsible for inspection and maintenance of those privately owned dams, right, James? Wrong again.
Primarily, the owner is responsible to make sure that their dam doesn't fail.
James says dams need regular inspection and maintenance.
And as your dam ages, it's going to get weak. There's going to be some deterioration. That's why it's important to have ongoing regular maintenance inspections of your dam to track it, so you can find out, you know, if you're starting to see, you know, deficiencies, you correct those deficiencies before they become major issues.
Here's just one example. Let's say you have an earthen embankment dam and trees and other woody plants have started growing on it. Looks nice, but
trees on embankment dams can result in a serious issue because it creates potential seepage paths and can cause internal erosion, which can lead to a failure.
If not a deadly failure, at least a hugely expensive one. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.